This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several souls have been lost as an Amtrak train derails near Joplin, Montana, in the north-central part of the state. The westbound train with 8 cars and 2 engines was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday, and all 147 passengers were aboard. The NTSB is investigating. Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker discussed the America of today, Saturday, at President Trump's Save America rally in Georgia. One America News caught up with Mr. Walker at the rally.
Years ago, not too many people got involved in politics, but that just shows that people care about this country, that people care about this state. I think the turnout of that is really incredible.
The center-left Social Democrat Party, or SDP, clinched a narrow victory in Germany's historic federal election on Sunday. It's a political comeback for the SPD, making its way for Chancellor candidate Olaf Scholz to form a new government coalition and lead Europe's largest economy into the post-Merkel era. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As the government continues to get larger and larger, a new office is proposed to investigate UFOs and determine if they're a threat to the United States. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
If the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act is enacted, a new office would have to be created no later than 180 days to investigate unidentified flying objects. In a defense funding bill passed by the House of Representatives, it includes a provision that would establish the office to investigate sightings in the skies. It would also evaluate links between such phenomena and foreign governments, try to figure out whether the sightings serve as a threat to the United States, and report on the phenomena each year to Congress, with the first report due no later than December 31st, 2022. The office would replace a task force established last year by the Pentagon.
There will be a rocket launch today at 2:12 p.m. Eastern from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. It will deliver an Earth monitoring satellite. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Project Dynamo was the name of the operation that rescued tens of thousands of Allied soldiers from Dunkirk in northern France during World War II. Today, Project Dynamo is a civilian-run and donor-funded organization that is committed to honoring the promise made to civilians in Afghanistan that aided Americans during the 20-year war. Jen Wilson is the Chief Operating Officer at Army Week Association and spearheading Project Dynamo. Ms. Wilson on Fox News is asking for help to get Americans still trapped in Afghanistan.
I really need someone in a position of power to allow us to start moving family members of Americans. So if there's anyone in a position of power that can help us fix that part, it would be an enormous help.
Republican Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee and part of the Foreign Relations Committee has stepped up to help.
We absolutely are pressing Blinken. I will continue to do that. My staff worked through the nights, through weekends. It was an incredible feat. Before we exited Kabul, finally, we helped get loads of Americans out, and I really take take my hat off to the work that my team did to work with the State Department to press them and help them. The State Department didn't have the capability on their own. We're going to continue to press them now. It's really a matter of competence, as you mentioned. We've got to press them to hold them accountable. You saw me question Secretary Blinken. There's a complete lack of accountability right now in this administration. We're going to continue to keep the pressure on. They know that we want to see results here, and I absolutely am empathetic with her request.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live.
We do it because, not because it's easy, it's hard, there's no doubt about it. As long as this country has been off track, you know, we got the great to happiness ratio to deal with. And those 2 points demonstrate, you know, where we are right now versus where we should be to get back on track. But it comes down to, I guess this is the word for today, it comes down to self-responsibility. That's really what it comes down to. I want to bring John Fleetwood on. He's the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Excellent. How are you doing, Mr. Martinez?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, it's always Bill, John. Thank you for being so kind. I know I'm old enough to be your father, but that's okay. And if you were my son, I'd still be proud of you. I'm sure your father is too. So it's all good. Hey, John, you know, the thing came to mind here in terms of self-responsibility is that this is something that the founding fathers caught as they were coming up with our Constitution. There is something powerful about putting the weight and responsibility of behavior on the shoulders of each individual. Yeah, because you can't have a big enough police force. You can't have a big enough government to individually manage all the options. And even then, that's then. I mean, compared to now, the options that are available to us are astronomical. But without self-responsibility, you're asking government to, you know, be bigger than it should be. And this is what's happening, is that right now our government is somehow trying to abrogate our responsibility, our self-responsibility to say, hey, don't worry about it. We know, you know, you're really not very smart and you don't know how to feed your family. Thank God you got, you know, Papa Joe here and you got Nancy Pelosi, you know, Aunt Nancy, who's looking out for you to make sure that there's plenty of food on your table and, you know, that we're watching out for you. Because if you didn't have us and you didn't have the Adam Schiffs and, you know, the rest of the ruling class here, gosh, you know, you guys would be a mess. You know, the communists would come in and take over you.
Well, so when it comes to self-responsibility or it comes to anything, especially political, it's all ethics. Politics is ethics. This is something I'm always saying, but politics is ethics. Like, think about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Even the leftist who is they call it pro-choice, right? Mm-hmm. And the people on the right, it's pro-life.
Yes.
Even the leftist is saying it's right. It's the right thing to do to pick the pro-choice position. So it's all ethics. It's all morals. Politics is ethics. So when it comes to self-responsibility, it's the same exact thing. And so when it comes to self-responsibility, if it's ethics, where do we get our ethics from? I get my ethics from the Bible. When you look at the Bible, you look at Matthew 16, 24 through 26, it says, then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, that means if you're a follower of Jesus, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So you're supposed, as a Christian, when you're supposed to look around your life and look for the things that it's in your ability and power to do yourself, and not look to the Pelosi's, not look to the Schumer's, not look to mommy and daddy government to do those things for us. But Jesus says, when it comes to self-responsibility, pick up your cross.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's lots of power, empowerment that takes place when you do that. It's, you know, in surrendering your life, you actually live life more fully, don't you? Which seems on the surface, you know, with humanity's understanding and their logic, that seems counterintuitive. But that's what this is all about. Ethics is what God says, or in some cases people say, well, that's ethical. Well, ethical based on what? Ethical is what you ought to do. Okay, so what should you ought to do? And God has says in the book of Romans that he has deposited in each one of us a conscience, this knowing between right and wrong. And so we know instinctively when we may not, maybe because we've hardened our hearts and seared our conscience, as the apostle said, it might be a delayed process. But the reason that we've hardened our hearts and seared our conscience is because we can't handle the truth. The truth is too inconvenient. But the truth is still truth, right?
Right. And the left and the leftist and even the atheists, let's talk about the atheists here. They pretend, they like to say that, oh, we don't even believe in ethics. We don't believe in we believe in subjectivity when it comes to truth, or relativism, or postmodernism, whatever you want to call it. But that's a self-defeating notion, because what they're saying is that truth is subjective. And or in other words, what they're saying is there is no truth, right? But this is what I always tell people, to ask people who say that to you. If anybody ever says to you, there is no truth, here's what you say back to them. Is that true?
Exactly. I love your answer.
They're going to say yes. They're going to say yes, it is true. So they just disproved their position. If they're right, they're wrong. And if they're wrong, they're wrong. In other words, there is objective truth. Truth has to be objective.
Right. Well, because what they say is that they've obliterated the truth. So there's no truth. You know. So now what? You know,
right.
We'll just go in circles. We'll see the world according to our own eyes. We'll be our own masters of the universe. And like, that's worked out so brilliantly over the years, right? How many billions of people have been devastated and murdered at the hands of, having it their own way?
Well, and if you read the Bible, you only have to read up to the 11th chapter there in Genesis, and it talks about the Tower of Babel. That story, it's an archetypal story of what happens when man tries to build up to heaven. Heaven essentially comes crashing down on man. And whenever man tries to build a utopia to make it, it's good to want heaven. But in the Bible, we know that God's going to do that. He's going to make a new heavens, new earth that's going to come about after Christ returns. Right. And so God's going to do it. God's going to build utopia. And anytime we try to build utopia, we get a Ceausescu or a Pol Pot or a Stalin or a Lenin. And the list goes on and on. And like I said before, Dr. Norman Geisler says a billion people have died because of Marxism, communism, socialism. So anytime man tries to build utopia and not let God do it, you end up getting hell.
Exactly. Because what's in the hearts of man? What is their motivation to build utopia? You know, it's limited by the capacity of man. Man, by virtue of being out of the garden, John, cannot operate at its full potential and its full design because of the fall. That is a fact.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a point where actually we can find some middle ground with the leftists, even with the Marxists. As much as I really, really, really dislike the Marxists, here's some middle ground we can find with them. They're aiming toward a utopia, because if you read Marx, his Communist Manifesto that he wrote with Engels, he defines his final state as a world without oppression. And he says no more oppression from the bourgeois, right? So that's
right.
So he's defining heaven by negation. Well, God actually does the same thing in Revelation 21. He says
exactly.
There's going to be no weeping, no tears, no sorrow. So we're both aiming for the same thing. You just got to let God do it and then look
right
back in history for what happens when man tries to do it.
Because guess what, John? It's not your job. That's God's job. God says, this is what I'm going to do, right? But meanwhile, you want to interfere with the Almighty? Good and luck. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Up to every day we are we're closer than we really think we are. I mean, think about it. Maybe we just haven't seen it yet. You know, as John Fleetwood was saying earlier, I mean, we're all headed to the real one-world government. Meanwhile, you're going to have all these faux government, these faux institutions, you know, these Marxist ideas. And it's interesting that, you know, Karl Marx would have this idea that is consistent with what God had said. And, of course, they all want to present it as a faux religion. This is a new, this is a different religion. It's not like what you've practiced before, John Fleetwood. I mean, this is our God, our new religion. This is the big exchange that's taking place. And, time will prove it all to be the case. Is if we're not looking in the rearview mirror to see what's happened with this kind of thinking and this kind of imposition of governments in the past, I mean, the devastation that they left behind. But for some reason, you know, you think here in America, people are a lot smarter than this. We're being duped and we're being conditioned with, you know, like we were talking about earlier today, you know, this polling stuff that's going out there, John. It's interesting how they pull certain things that are in their crosshairs that they want to go after. And I know you're studying the headlines all, and you're mindful of all of this. And, you know, here last week they were talking about the Supreme Court, and here's the popularity of the Supreme Court. Who cares about the popularity of the Supreme Court? The court isn't going to make a decision. We don't want courts making decisions based on their polling evidence. We want them doing the right thing based on the Constitution, right? And the other thing, you know, I was Friday night, I was at a CareNet banquet here in Florida where, you know, they are the alternative to Planned Parenthood. They actually counsel people, and the success that they've been having in, you know, convincing these young girls who, you know, are think they're in a sheer panic. What am I going to do? I'm pregnant. I'm not married. And how do I handle this? And, you know, maybe I just go ahead and go to Planned Parenthood and have an abortion. And here are people from a biblical worldview sharing with these young girls and giving them opportunities to make a different choice, because there are many people here in the community who have come alongside them, who are, you know, giving, you know, investing money, donating to the cause, so that we can save lives here in Florida. And I know that's happening across the country. But, you know, I thought it was quite interesting is that prior to that, I saw a new poll that said that about 65%, roughly, it might have even been as high as 68%. 68% of America is in support of Roe v. Wade. And I go, wait a minute. Yeah, I got to do a deeper dive on those numbers because I'm not buying it. Because based on, I mean, even in this event, I mean, there were over 2,000 people there supporting life. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they were supporting Roe v. Wade, you know, by no means. In fact, the speaker there who, gosh, if I can remember her name. She was an attorney. She's the president. Let me see here if I can pull this up quick enough here. She is the president and CEO of Americans United for Life, and her name is Catherine Glenn Foster. She related a story, John, that was heartbreaking. She was a sophomore in college, her second year in college, and she gets pregnant. Unmarried, couldn't think about, you know, calling her parents, calling her mom. You know, her mother was a single parent. Couldn't think of, you know, oh my God, how do I do that to my mother? I can't call her and tell her I'm pregnant. You know, what's going to happen here? Here it is. You know, she's been paying for me to go to school and, you know, and I'm pregnant. What do I do? And so she goes to Google or whatever it was at the time, to look up, you know, a resource for pregnancy. Well, of course, there was no alternative. There's no CareNet offer at that time. It was, you know, abortion. You know, go to a clinic. Here's a clinic, you know, for abortion. So she goes to the clinic, and they talk to her about it. She's going to go through with it. Pays the money. They give her a pill, I guess, to calm her down and get her ready for the procedure. And as she's thinking about this, she's feeling increasingly more uncomfortable that maybe this isn't the right decision. They do a sonogram. She says, can I see the screen? No, you can't see the screen. They wouldn't let her see the screen. See, that was the actual baby. They refused. And this was 20 years ago when this happened. So you can imagine how archaic and whatever it was. And so anyway, they go through and then they move her into the next room for the procedure. Well, at that point, she's really uncomfortable. She's screaming and yelling, get me out of here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. They hold her down, John.
Wow.
They hold her down and do the procedure and abort her child.
That's awful. Wow, where are the feminists on that one? What happened to my body, my choice? That doesn't sound like my body, my choice.
You see, this isn't one and done story. You know, the thought is how many other stories like this woman's story is out there that we don't know about? See, and this is why we see these things organically that's happening about abortion and this. This time, there's a reason that the Supreme Court is really, you know, taking a look at Roe v. Wade here since 1973, the law that shouldn't have been a law, you know, because the Supreme Court is not empowered to create law. And when they really talk about it, they kind of skirt the idea. Politicians skirt the idea. You know, they kind of just say it's the assumed law of the land. They don't say assumed, but that's kind of what it is. It's just the assumed law. But it really isn't a law because it's certainly not codified in our Constitution. It doesn't say that women have a right to kill babies. I mean, you know, after all, there is that line in the Constitution that says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? Except if you happen to be in the womb of the wrong woman, I guess.
Right. And the my body, my choice thing, first of all, you know, if the left's going to use that, then they need to let the right use that when it comes to these vaccine mandates. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But second of all, let's be scientific here. Let's be scientific. There's a lot of talk right now about being scientific. The baby has different DNA. There are a lot of similarities there, but it's different DNA. It's a different human being. So it's not your body. The child might be inside your body.
Right.
But it's a different body. So that's sort of a non sequitur, a non-starter for me. But ultimately, again, it's ethics again. Mm-hmm. It's an ethical dilemma. And I don't know if we talk about this enough, because we're just going to argue left and right, pro-choice, pro-life, back and forth. You're never going to convince a pro-choicer to be pro-life 99% of the time. If you just stick to that issue, you got to rise above and say, look, if there's no God, if God does not exist, objective moral values and duties do not exist. Mm-hmm. They can't exist because there's no objective standard. There's no ruler that you can put up to ethical things and say this is ethical or this is moral, including the pro-choice, pro-life issue. But the leftist provides the next premise, who says, no, the ethical thing is pro-choice. So they've proven that they believe that objective moral values and duties do exist. Now, if you put those two things together, number one, if God does not exist, objective moral values and duties do not exist. Mm-hmm. Number two, but objective moral values and duties do exist. The left and the right believe that. You get to the conclusion that God must exist.
Yes.
There's an objective moral standard. If there's an objective moral standard like God, we got to go by his rules instead of just making them up on our own.
Exactly. And you would think in the history of man, as you look, you know, we go back to that conversation between God and Cain. If you do right, will it not go well for you? And there's enough experience and history of man that shows that when we choose right, when we choose God, it goes right for us. When we decide to do it on our own, we have devastation, destruction, and death. And I think even still, even in our less sane moments, I think for the most part, the majority of people around the world would choose life and not death. Except in this particular case. But I don't believe the numbers, John. I don't believe this polling thing. I think we're being worked on it, and they want to condition the people who are pro-lifers to say, give up the fight. It's done. You see, 68%, 65% of America wants abortion, so you're just fighting a futile fight, right?
Right.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins.
You know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators arriving at the scene of a train derailment in a remote part of Montana on Saturday. They started arriving on Sunday, but their work will begin in earnest today. Jacob Cordero was among the passengers on the train.
I'm a pretty big guy, and it picked me up and threw me into the wall, and then from that position into the other wall, until I finally righted myself and was like, oh my goodness, we're derailing from this track right now.
Again, three people were killed and dozens injured in that derailment of the Amtrak passenger train known as the Empire Builder, not far from Joplin, Montana. At last check, five people were still hospitalized but were expected to survive. Team USA is celebrating a victory in the 43rd Ryder Cup that was played over the weekend. The American team combining for 19 points to claim the 27th American Ryder Cup victory. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
We're back with you just like that. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You know, for a million Americans, daily fatigue, racing heart, or shortness of breath, climbing stairs may not be a sign of aging. It could be a sign of a larger and potentially deadly heart condition. Atrial fibrillation, also referred to as AFib, is one of the most common heart rhythm disorders affecting nearly 60 million people worldwide. In fact, it's estimated that by 2030, 12.1 million people will have AFib in the United States alone. Now, during AFib, the upper chambers of the heart beat irregularly, affecting circulation of the blood. Managing AFib can be a lifelong burden, and if left untreated, can increase risk of blood clots, strokes, and heart failure. The most common treatment option is a drug regimen, which typically does not help for 50% of people with AFib. Because it is a progressive disease, understanding the treatment options available and what to ask your doctor can help you get back to living life sooner. Okay? So cardiac electrophysiologist, boy, that's a mouthful, Dr. Wilbur Sue is with us to talk about what causes AFib, as well as what signs and symptoms to look for. Dr. Sue, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi there. Happy to be here.
Well, Dr. Sue, for the sake of, hearing it from the doctor, from your lips to our ears, what is AFib and why does it affect so many people?
AFib is a very common heart rhythm disorder, as you have mentioned, and this is a very devastating disease because it actually is the leading cause for stroke and heart failure. Mm-hmm. And because it's a process of wear and tear, it can actually sneak up on us because some people are very symptomatic with it and some people are not. And so often they present with even a stroke. And it's when we make the first diagnosis of AFib.
Mm-hmm. Why Why does it affect so many people?
Because this is a wear and tear process that a heart has to go through, and often patients who present with diagnosis of AFib or suspicion of AFib, they ask, well, gosh, you know, what caused my AFib? And often I say, well, because it's a wear and tear process, this is something that if we all live long enough, we may just get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the traditional causes, because of hypertension, valve disease, heart failure, sleep apnea, these are all contributing causes for a developing atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm. So just the stress of life, and we're all, and for those of us that are living, chances are we could be affected by AFib. Basically, that's what you're telling me, right?
Yes. So that's why awareness of the symptom can be very critical to actually try to make the diagnosis sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
We have patients that are very well aware of, gosh, I'm just more fatigued. You know, maybe that's what's affecting me. And for some people, it's very symptomatic palpitations. And for some people, they present with a stroke. And then we say, gosh, you're in AFib. Your heart's going at 150 beats per minute. Do you feel it? And they may not.
Yes.
So these are all wide spectrum disease process and how they present. But making that diagnosis early can prevent a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, especially as we age, we might think, oh, this is just part of the process. We cast aside kind of think and put it off and really not think seriously about it. But with you sounding the alarm here, it's always sooner than later that works in our best interest. So if something is operating a little bit different, you feel a sense of fatigue that, is kind of abnormal, you got to take a note of these things and talk to your doctor. Otherwise, you could be mistaking the obvious signs that are right before you. Do you find that to be consistent?
Yeah. One going thing we have in the clinic often is that, if the spouse often sounds the alarm. That, you're just not the same. And often we try to ignore our own symptoms and try to write it off and say, I'm just getting older. I just have to live my age. But then you find out, gosh, this is treatable. And
yes.
Once you treat it, they feel like eating again sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all want to live our age until we see a younger woman, Then things change a little bit, Dr. Sue. I'm just saying. Dr. Wilbur Sue is with us, the director of cardiac electrophysiology, Banner University Medical Center, and associate professor of medicine at the University of Arizona, as well as Stanford University Medical Center. How do we treat AFib?
AFib traditionally has many types of therapy. We often use medication in the past to try to control the risk for stroke. And those are called blood thinners. There are various types of that. And we often use medication to try to control the heart rate so it doesn't race away like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have medication that controls the irritable triggers in the heart. And honestly, they're just different poison in different ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the underlying cause for AFib really is these irritable triggers that cause them to just come out and behave erratically. So we have a therapy that has been perfected over decades called ablation, where we actually eliminate these irritable triggers. So one such procedure is called cryoballoon ablation.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing since 15 years ago, and it's being popularized that more than a million people worldwide actually has had a base procedure like cryoballoon ablation done. And it's a way to get rid of these irritable spots in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now considered even first-line treatment before we fail a drug.
Right.
So something like this would be considered an option.
What about people who say, I understand that, but, I've got stress triggers that are external. They're not internal. It could be people I live with, people I have to work with, that sort of thing. How do they manage these stressors?
Yeah, stressors certainly do not help. Sometimes we have a husband that comes in that says, gosh, my wife caused my AFib, or vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
yes.
These are potential triggers, right? Those stressors can increase your blood pressure and adrenaline, and that often is the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that the underlying issue is already there.
Right.
So sometimes I correlate that to the analogy of like a leaky roof.
Yes. Right?
So you may have a roof leak, but did the rain cause it this morning, or really is it wear and tear over time, right, that caused the problem with the roof, and then the light rain is just what started, what make you notice that it's finally leaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, managing stress, managing these high blood pressure, sleep apnea, these are all things that we can do to try to delay the onset of AFib and try to minimize the recurrence of AFib. But unfortunately, even treat it the best we can, it is progressive. So medication eventually fails. And what we notice is by nature is because it's progressive, the frequency will increase, duration will increase, and sometimes it gets to be bad enough that that's when they present themselves to their physicians and say, gosh, I'm in heart, I can't breathe anymore.
Mm.
But the time to get treated was probably even years back when it first started, because that's when the treatment success rate is the highest.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why you really need to know your body and know what you're doing and really be a student of it, because maybe what you could handle in your 30s and 40s, now that you're 60, 70, like you said, it's that that roof that started out with a little leak, and over time the wear and tear is breaking you down, and you just can't handle the load that you used to handle previously. And this is why it's so important to avoid delaying treatment if experiencing any of these signs or symptoms, right, Dr. Sue? We got about a minute left.
Right. And sometimes it's just a tune-up with the low-risk procedures. You just say, okay, you take one irritable spot to ruin everything.
Yes.
And by eliminating the heart, you get the heart back to normal rhythm. You're good for another 10,000 miles, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm for all that. Well, Dr. Sue, we got to wrap things up here. Remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Yeah, there are many trusted websites, such as topas.org. And we mentioned crowd lung ablation, which you can find more information on medtronic.com/AFib.
Dr. Wilbur Sue has been our guest, the Director of Cardiac Electrophysiology, Banner University Medical Center, and Associate Professor of Medicine at the University of Arizona, as well as Stanford University Medical Center. Dr. Sue, we appreciate the time and the information. You're awesome. Take care. Be well.
Great. Thank you. You too.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Can I get a weight reading on the cotton exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, Bill Martinez Show or Bill Martinez Live, either one will get you to the right place. It's all right there, including all these great interviews with these experts who, gosh, I'm so grateful that they come on the show. No 8-second sound bites. We're able to, you know, drill down, get into the topics that you need to hear about. And decide for yourself as we present, you know, the facts to you, as opposed to telling you how it should be, the way social media and these other phone narratives that are flying around and out there from people that should be doing their job to make sure that we get the whole truth and nothing but truth. Yeah, that would be the mainstream media. I don't know if you caught the little bit of golf this weekend, the Ryder Cup. But I'll tell you, what a time for patriotism. In fact, Adam Holtz is with us now from PluggedIn.com. I want to bring him in here right now. Adam, do you care anything about golf? Do you follow it all?
Here's the thing. My wife works in a church, uh-huh. And golf is her sort of relaxing background thing on Sunday afternoons.
So oh, okay.
That's about as much golf as I get. I mean, I can sit down with her and appreciate a good shot, but I don't know much about it. I don't follow it.
Well, the Ryder Cup, America against Europe, was on this weekend. Incredible course out there in Wisconsin. Unbelievable. I mean, some of these guys are having 8-9 birdies, which is unbelievable on a course like that, and especially with this kind of competition, because, you know, they don't get paid anything.
Right.
They give them like a couple hundred thousand that they can give to charity, but they don't make one dime themselves, you know,
wow.
off this, other than it may increase their value, you know, for sponsorships and things like that.
Sure.
You know, it's there for the love of country, the love of the game. And, you know, so anyway, the United States had a record performance, and it was great fun watching it. But I sat there and had to pause and I thought, wow. You know, here's all these USA people screaming, USA, USA. It was just, you know, red, white, and blue people dressed in, you know, American gear and all that. It was, you know, I thought, wow, what a nice athletic event to witness, where, you know, you didn't have to hear anything about Black Lives Matter or the Black National Anthem or all this
yeah.
stuff that's been, you know, creating division. It was just, hey, the American team against the European team and good fun and the whole deal. And the capstone of all this was there was, you know, on the team were two players that have been, you know, having a little bit of fussing going on between them. Okay.
Okay.
Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau were the two people. And so the media kept trying to, you know, kind of scratch something, scratch a little, just poke the bear there and see what would happen. And, so their commentary was such that, because the team itself was saying, hey, we're very unified. This is, some of these kids have been playing together since, they were like in grade school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a great history there. And it reminded me, I remember one year when we were playing American Legion baseball and we were in a tournament, a national tournament. And there was, we sit there and go, oh, my God, I've been playing with this kid since he's 7 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just really, neat. So I could relate to that statement that these guys were all, they'd grown up together. And you could sense the spirit of unity. But the capstone of it all is that Koepka and DeChambeau, after everything was over, they hug each other.
That's great.
And I'm thinking, wow, if Koepka and DeChambeau can hug each other, then I think that's a great example for the rest of us here in this country is, more hugs and love than all the other spitfire and stuff that's going on.
Well, and I think, to go back to your point a minute ago, honestly, do we have to politicize every single sphere of our lives?
Exactly.
And certainly, as we have seen the NFL ratings decline, you can't always know if there's a cause and effect relationship between that and some of the, the politicization that has happened that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, I don't want to be preached at.
Yeah.
I want to just, and the same thing with entertainers. And I know they feel like they have a platform and that platform bequeaths upon them some responsibility. But frankly,
who says that?
Because you're good at sports doesn't give you a mandate to tell me how to live the rest of my life.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. Who says that that's your right? Just because, we see you at a concert, we paid the ticket. We didn't pay the ticket to hear you pontificate about politics,
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Play your songs and do your sports. And, I think there are a lot of people out there, and maybe not even, just people on the conservative or cultural right. It's like, can we just play the game?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the guys played the game and they did well, and congratulations to Team USA in winning the Ryder Cup, bringing it back home. They had the Europeans had them in their back pocket. So, there's talk that here you got all these young kids. I mean, I don't know, four or five rookies on the team.
Okay.
I mean, and they're performing and the rest of Europe is going, whoa, maybe we need to go back and reconnoiter and come up with a different team because, these kids, I mean, they're like, 23, 24 years old.
Wow.
And they're just, playing under pressure and all that and doing just a wonderful job. God was it was just great. It was just really awesome.
Obviously at Plugged In, we deal with entertainment and everything that's going on in popular culture. And sometimes I don't think we think of sports as entertainment. We put it in like a different category in our heads, but I think at its best, sports inspires us. Sports gives us something to invest in emotionally. And, like anything, it can go too far. But, it's great to just have a competitive event where, you're engaged and the outcome is in question. And you see people perform their best, and that's what it's all about. And I think that's when it gets political, it detracts from that.
It really does. It lessens the blessing of being able to be there and be entertained, kind of get our minds off of the world for just a moment, and find new friends. Oh wow, I didn't know you were on my side and whatever.
Right.
But you just never know. Hey, you've at PluggedIn.com, of course, Courageous came out again with a little revision here, slight revision, but it's the 10th anniversary of the movie that captured so many hearts back then, right?
Yeah, it is, and it's a remastered version with some new scenes. If you enjoyed it 10 years ago, you'll, I think, enjoy it again. It's a movie about fatherhood. It's a movie about tragedy. It's a movie about how we respond in faith when we have to deal with unexpected losses. And if you haven't seen it, go see it. It really is worth the time. And I would say, especially for men, if you have a small group or a men's group, this would be a great one to go see and just go out and talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And sometimes men don't, that's not necessarily how we roll. But I think this is an opportunity to have a great story take us deeper than maybe we sometimes go on our own.
Yeah.
And I'm
guys night out. Yeah, guys night out. Why not?
Yes. Exactly.
I think that's that would be a real blessing for everybody. Get the conversation going again, and it causes you to reevaluate. You know,
absolutely.
Okay, where am I? What can I do? As we talked with one guest last week who said, you know, it's never too late.
That's exactly right.
You know, because the deal is the way the circle of life goes, maybe you have adult children, but you could have an impact on the grandchildren and the succeeding generations, not to mention the opportunity to heal things that needed to be healed in, you know, in your own direct family, your sons and daughters.
Well, and I think as parents, you know, when you're a late teen, early 20, all you can see is how your parents screwed up, and especially dads. It's easy to identify where dads mess up. And then you get married and maybe you have a few kids and you get a ways into it and you realize, wow, this is actually way more complicated than I thought. And even if I don't want to make the same mistakes, sometimes I do. And I think that time gives perspective to come back and to have a redemptive influence that can be so incredibly powerful.
Exactly. And then you catch yourself and go, oh my God, I am my dad.
Right, exactly. Now that's the real, that's the moment that's like, oh, nuts.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
become that.
Yeah, really. Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a bit provocative. I love this. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this is based on a Broadway musical. It's about a socially anxious high school senior who his counselor tells him to write letters of affirmation to himself. He writes one at school one day and prints it out, and a really kind of psychopathic loner guy gets a hold of it and won't give it back to him. And then the guy disappears and we find out that that guy has committed suicide, but he still had the letter on him. His parents think that he wrote the letter to Evan Hansen because Evan addresses them to himself.
Right, right.
And he sort of begrudgingly, you know, he's awkward anyway. He kind of almost tries to say, no, I wrote it. But they're looking for solace in the idea that maybe their son had a friend that they didn't know about.
Mm.
And he spins it into an elaborate narrative, generates an anti-suicide campaign. He becomes a hero. And then the truth comes out that he didn't actually, the guy who committed suicide didn't actually write the letter. And Evan Hansen has to deal with the consequences. Mainstream critics have pretty much hated it. I actually think there's a lot of value here for an important conversation about mental health. So
exactly.
Interesting film.
Yeah, without a doubt. What about The Starling? What did you think about Starling?
You know, The Starling is another movie about marital loss and struggle that is pretty hard hitting, but I think if that's, you know, a movie that sounds like, oh, I'd like to watch a movie about a difficult marriage, that one probably scratches the itch.
If you have nothing better to do and you're not living in a difficult marriage,
right.
Hey, you can go find out and see how the other people live, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
So we shall pretend. He is the director of PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz, the one and only. Hey, Adam, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the great work you guys are doing. Keep it up, okay?
You bet, Bill. Thanks.
Take care. Have a good one.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.